And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
One of the top talking points of anti-abortion activists in recent years has been that this deeply controversial issue should be reserved to state legislatures. The argument doesn't make any sense. Why, after all, should a woman who lives a mile into one state have fewer rights with respect to such an intimate decision than her neighbor down the road in another? But that's been the consistent position of Roe v. Wade opponents. In recent days, however, since it became public in a leak that the Supreme Court does indeed intend to reverse the Roe ruling, the leave-it-to-the-states argument has been shown to be a lie. Earlier this week, we learned that Republican members of Congress are already preparing legislation that would criminalize abortion throughout the country, and that Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell has admitted that such a move is possible if Republicans retake control of Congress. The bottom line, upcoming elections will go a long way toward deciding the future of reproductive freedom in our country. But until that time, the least abortion opponents can do is get their story straight. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.